Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm Alex Benzgala with head coach Chad Beeman of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling team. Well, Coach, it's been a while since we've talked. How's it going?
It's going great.
You had a wrestling meet or a triangular on Thursday night on the road at Webster City, and just looking at the scores, it was first, I just want to talk about that first match or the first duel. You fell behind early, but then you came back to pick up the victory. Can you just talk a little bit about how that match, about how that went?
Yeah, no, we kind of prepped the kids all week about how we may be adjusting the lineup quite a bit. If we were to just wrestle them heads up on paper, we were probably about a 15-point plus underdog, and so we knew we were going to have to make some adjustments in our lineup. And so, I mean, I can't think off the top of my head here, but I want to say we moved. I mean, we moved like, probably 8 different kids around in the lineup, just to adjust for some better matchups, the kids, all 14 guys that jumped in the lineup, just wrestled with a lot of guts and determination, and I was super proud of their effort.
And Webster City is a team that has some really good talent on their team. How big of a win is that to go on the road and pick up a victory like that?
Oh, it's a huge win. We have 5 teams in our conference this year that are probably legitimately top 15 in 2A, and there's 96 teams in 2A, and to have 5 that are probably in the top 15 is pretty special, and Webster City is one of them. That duel started off the way we started it at 113 in that duel, and so they've got Carson Doolittle, a returning place winner, who I think he's ranked 2nd right now, and then at 120 with Cam, two-time state champion. So they started off with where they had the most firepower, and even though we gave up a couple pins there, both those guys fought and wrestled hard, and that was one of the first moves that we made was at 120, with DJ in there at DJ Muir at 120, and he's a pretty special kid. There aren't very many teams in the state that can say that they have a backup as talented as DJ is, and we honestly felt we didn't care if the kid was a 2-time state champion or not, that was somebody that DJ could go with, and we fell short there, but it was just the effort we got out of those first 2 weight classes. I felt really confident with just how the duel was going to progress, and guys stepped up and performed.
And we are talking to Chad Beeman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling program. And Coach, so we are, past the early part of the season. Now we're in mid-January. And can you kind of talk a little bit about the race in the NCC? You picked up a couple of wins. Just for those that aren't familiar with your record and what, where you guys are at right now, can you just talk a little bit about that?
So I think now that the duel... I believe everybody in the conference has now finished their conference portion of it, and I believe if my math is correct, we finished 2nd. Hampton should have won the dual title. They had their only loss to Algona, and so I believe we finished 2nd in duels. And so, like I mentioned with the 5 teams that I think are in probably the top 15 right now. That's what's going to make a very interesting, individual race then next weekend when we go to the conference tournament.
And also just want to focus on what we have this weekend. As long as the weather holds up, I believe you're at Osage, correct, for a tournament. Is that right?
Yep, should be at Osage. It's not completely determined yet on whether we're going to be able to go. I know that there's at least three teams that aren't attending. If we go, great. Very stiff competition up there. Just another great opportunity to test our kids.
And finally, I just want to talk about some of your wrestlers. I thought I read maybe a week ago, or I'm not sure when exactly it was, Coach, but you've got at least at the time, you had a couple wrestlers that were ranked in Clarkin and Jaden Gargano. Can you talk a little bit about them and maybe anybody else that has really impressed you so far?
Yeah, we've got, those two guys are currently ranked. Jace Goodell was ranked earlier this season, a two-time state qualifier there. We just have a bunch of guys in the lineup that have, they keep progressing. Out of our 14 starters, I believe 11 of those starters have winning records right now. So, we're trying to get everybody on the same page. By the time postseason's going to roll around here before we know it. We're within, 3 weeks of postseason wrestling wrestling how they did on Thursday night, that's just a sign that we're moving in the right direction, and we've got a bunch of guys. We've got starting out with the bottom of our lineup, Kyler Sirks. I think he's right around 19 wins already this season. He's had a really tough schedule. Owen Mayall, he's another one that tough kid, has a winning record right now. And then we've had DJ and Tice both at 120 this year, and both of those guys, regardless of who is in the lineup, does an outstanding job for us. Then Jaden, of course, is at 126, and I want to say he's ranked number 12 right now. Dusty Pate is probably one of the top three favorites in our district, and Thursday was another opportunity for him to show kind of the things that he can do. Talked about Jace, Ty Gargano at 145, another one with a winning record that he wrestles right there with the best of the guys in our district. Joe Weidert at 52. He's right up there with like 19 wins, and when he's on offense, he kind of goes nuts. So Landon Halverson at 60 is right there at the 500 mark. Gage Allen and Christian Alcala, they've kind of been back and forth between 170 and 182, and both of those guys are right there at that, around that 500 mark. And then our upper weights with Tanner McKimmy and Christian Lee, and then Tayton Lilhouse, of course. We have a solid lineup, we're hoping to have a bunch of guys representing our team at the state tournament.
Well, Coach, great to, as always, just talk to you about your team and wrestling, and look forward to what is coming up as well, as it should be a busy month or so, or actually a little bit more than that. But congratulations on the wins on Thursday, and appreciate your time.
Oh, you bet. I was extremely proud of our team, and when I say team, any guy that was ready to step in on varsity. We had, I think we had 23 junior varsity matches over there, and won over 75% of those matches. So great, great team effort. Proud of the kids, and we just want to keep building.
That's Chad Beeman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats wrestling program, right here on KHBT and Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day. Go Cats.